The next time you need a septic tank or excavation of any kind, turn to M&G of Marion. Former Rockets David Maddox and Tim Grau are A1 in our book. Check them out for your next job. Welcome to our pregame podcast. Coach Starnes, you have Ballard Memorial coming in this week for a home game. And this is, it's not Halloween yet, but I know this is a scary team we have to deal with. They're 1-5, but they've lost to some pretty good football teams.
Yeah, and not only did they lose to some good teams, Chris, that they're scoring points. And, you know, that means that if they're scoring a lot of points, they're averaging 33.5 points a game. Mm-hmm. And that just means that teams are scoring more than they are. So, you know, you have to look at whether or not that they're playing as well defensively as they're playing offensively. And, you know, the answer could be yes, and watching the film, they're very athletic, they're very physical, they play fast, play hard. They're a good football team, and this team scares me to death. And, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we execute in order for us to have a chance to win this game, even though they're 1-5. But, I mean, we're very confident, and we're very capable, and if we do the things that we're coached to do, and we execute and we come out with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of emotion and intensity, then, you know, we have a chance to win this ball game. But if we don't and we're flat and we don't execute, we don't take care of the football and understand that it's going to be the little things this week that's going to make a difference of winning and losing the game, then we're going to struggle.
We have to remember this is a team that beat us last year 41-7, just came in here and stunned us, really. And this is a back-to-back home games because of a scheduling quirk a little bit, but they're here 2 years in a row. You know, Ballard's a team that traditionally we have beaten all time in the series. Crittenden has 21 wins. They have 14. There was a time when we beat them 18 seasons in a row. But this isn't your grandpa's Ballard team now. You know, they've beat us the last five games. And
you know, Chris, and I can remember when I was coaching at Lone Oak in 84 and 85, and Ballard was the team that you wanted to play for homecoming all
sure.
the time. And I think that you know, with Jack Haskins, I think he turned that program around.
They had a little spurt with him.
Had a little spurt with him, and I think that they got a little taste of victory and some success, and I think it carried over in his filter. But I can tell you what, that it is no longer the Ballard team that I know in the 80s. They're a solid football team. They have as much athleticism as any group that I've seen. And I'm going to tell you what, their quarterback, Eric Marinelli, you know, I nominated him and voted for him as one of the top 10 players in our region simply because that he makes things happen. Mm-hmm. He is a dynamic football player that can throw the football and he can run the football. And I like the way that he plays, as well as some other players on their team. I like the way that they play. Their motor never quits. And, you know, Eric Marinelli is the
He's
one.
He's going to have some pasta after the
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, maybe I'm going to with him too, but he's a good football player.
Yeah, he's thrown for 226 yards a game and three touchdowns. And they've, like we said, they've played Marshall County, South Fulton, Trigg County, Union County, Lincoln County, which you don't know a whole lot about, but they're 3-3. And then, of course, they obliterated Webster County. But, you know, Trigg and Union, we know about them. And Marshall County's a 3-3 football team this year, and they're, you know, a huge school. And so they've played a very difficult slate so far. And as you mentioned, they're still putting up yards and putting up points.
Yeah, and you know, good teams do that, and they're a good football team. And we expect them to do that against us. And hopefully, you know, we will too, because we're a good football team as well. And I think that offensively we're potent, and I think that, you know, it's just going to come down to a matter of execution. And if that happens, then we can, you know, we can hopefully match the scoring and stop them and get some stops. And I'm sure they're saying the same thing to their kids. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to get some stops in order to get the ball in all our offensive hands. And that's what we have to do. Our defense is going to have to rise to the occasion to either create turnovers, force them to punt, downs or whatever the case is, but just get the ball in our offense's hands. And that's what we have to do. We have a good game plan both offensively and defensively going into this game, and now it just comes down to execution and playing. Mm-hmm. And playing your responsibility. You know, we have to understand that you know, they have a They have a receiver out there that's a backside of trips named Drew Cox, and he's averaging 120 yards a game.
Yeah.
He's averaging 10 points per game, and so we know that, that it's going to go to him backside, and so we have to understand that, and if we take care of our responsibility, then we'll be okay there. But they also have a good running game. You know, Bryce Haynes is a running back. He's averaging 11 points per game, and we know him from camp, as we know all these guys. From the system camp that, mm-hmm. that went to, and they went to as well. So, you know, they're good kids, good players, and it's a game that we're excited to play. And, you know, it's pink out, and so it's a chance for us to honor and recognize those that are battling cancer. As you know, it's been in our family. And we've decided this year not just to have breast cancer, but we want to do Relay for Life and honor, recognize, memorialize, however it is, anybody that this had cancer. So we want you to put your name down so we can call your name out at halftime. So
they need to register at the gate when
they need to register at the gate. So and we know it's affected everybody's life and everybody's family at some point. We understand that, and it's just another way that our kids can see that that we are trying to do what we can to help support, recognize, or whatever the case is, for those that that aren't playing a game, but they're battling for their life.
I want to go back and mention a little bit about their receivers. You had mentioned the Cox boy who has caught 26 passes for 722 yards, but they have two other guys.
Khalil that have Griffin, caught, yeah, Hunter Bay.
28 and 32 catches respectively, and between them about 700 yards.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Just, absolutely. You know, Hunter Bay is an, you know, I watch him on there. He's a great athlete. And Khalil Griffin, I mean, he's another one that's, you know, that's an outstanding athlete. I believe that they play defense as well. And, you know, they're the cover guys in man coverage. And, you know, it's going to be a good football team, a good football game, we hope. And, you know, it's going to be at our place, which I think is going to be an advantage to us. But, you know, one thing that I think that we have to look at is when you have two teams like this, I think it's going to come down to kicking game. And who makes the fewest mistakes, as we say all the time. The
special teams.
And then the special teams. And, you know, we have to make sure that we execute. They like to fake punts, and they do it from different formations, so we have to recognize that. And they'll fake it, you know, 4th and 20, 4th and 25, mm-hmm. you know, so and anywhere in the field. So we have to understand that and be ready for it.
Of course, this is a team that throws the ball around a lot. And on defense, now they've intercepted, they've averaged over an interception a game, but they play a little, they play more of a run type defense, five man front, right?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that it's a run type defense. I think what it is, it's a pressure type defense. I think that what they're trying to do right now is bring more people than you can block and get the quarterback to throw the ball early mm-hmm. and play man coverage. They play a five-man front. They bring six, so we can only block five unless you keep the back in, and so you can pick up that six. So you'll have basically four guys in a route, and that's what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so they match those four guys up with somebody that they think that is talented and athletic enough to beat you. So, you know, we're going to have to understand that. We've got some things that we do against man coverage, and we've got to make sure that we execute. And we have to understand our protection. Hunter Boone has to understand the one guy that we're going to leave free, so you know he can get his read off of him and make the proper progression and throws and have some success. And if we don't, they're quick enough. If we don't understand it, they're quick enough that we can get a lot of sacks. They can get a lot of sacks. So we can't allow that to happen. We've got to play a fast, quick, aggressive football game.
Some teams this year have played us man coverage, and we've burned them on it. But some have done a very good job against us, too.
Yeah, and once again, it comes down to whether or not
athletic.
You protect the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you can protect in man coverage, if you can protect, then you can get people open because mm-hmm. there's a lot of space and a lot of green grass. And so, you know, I mean, you don't have to worry about throwing it over somebody's head and lofting it up and throwing it higher because there's no safety mm-hmm. back there to come up and make the play. So you can throw it up and let the receiver run under it man coverage, you know. So it's about running proper routes, making sure that you stick them and you post them, and you know, you face them up and make sure that you get an open space and green grass. So, you know, if you can do that, then we have a chance to succeed.
This is a game, as you mentioned, Pink Out. It's also on the cusp of fall break. So the guy, you know, you obviously want to guard against everybody thinking about fall break. I assume there'll be a big crowd here this time, being a home game and a lot of excitement around it. This week in practice, have you, has anybody, you got any injuries? You have anything that's nagging on some of these? I know Cade McAllister didn't play quite as much last week. He had had a slight injury from a JV game. Yeah, is anybody else?
Well, I mean, you got Gavin Dickerson who sat out of practice a couple of days, and he's gimping around a little bit, and you know, I think he's got an issue with his thigh, but you know, they'll be ready. And Caden didn't practice much this week, and you know, but Mitchell Joyce is in that spot, and Mitchell Joyce was a starter and very capable of playing that position. And so what we have to do is make sure that we understand that you know, it doesn't matter who's out there. You know, we've got Peyton Riley, who is at corner. And he's got we've given him a very important role this week on what he needs to do, and because of what they do, and if we take care of our responsibility, then we'll be okay. And you know, it doesn't matter. We just have to play with the guys that's going to be out there. And so we also have Brock Langston, who has aggravated his shoulder, non-snapping shoulder, but you know, he's aggravated his shoulder a little bit, so. You know, we don't know the extent of how much he'll be able to take, and we just have to see. So, you know, we're going to put Devin Porter in at center sometime, and then put our guards. We're going to take some guards out and put in Brady Burke and O'Leary in guard, and they're very capable. But
some of those guys play defense, but don't generally play
offense. And so what we're doing is we're getting those guys ready in case they have to later on down the year. And you know, just to generate some excitement with those guys and give people a break. But it's not because somebody's doing something wrong. It's just that the more guys that we can have play that position, we're better off to do that now than we are in a situation where we have to and they don't have experience there and they're just thrown into it. So that's the intent. That's what we're planning on doing. And you know, those guys are very capable, but we've got guys out there that can play, and we're excited to play this game. And you know, we feel like that we match up well with them, but they are an explosive football team. Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is a non-district game that we're playing. Ballard County now plays in Class 2A. Then after this, we turn our attention back to the district.
Yeah, and it's Fulton County, and again, I think my understanding is that they've already pulled out of the district playoff picture, so that game to me is a non-district game as well, and doesn't mean the what it used to mean, but we're going to play them and have to do that. So our whole focus is to get ready for Russellville and to try to prepare for them.
And Russellville, of course, they were idle last week because they were supposed to play Fulton County, and Fulton forfeited, and Russellville gets a 1-0 loss. They were this is their off week. This is their bye week, so they're not playing this week. And then next week they play Fulton City, which doesn't give them a great look. And then they've got us. So that's like, know, three straight weeks. You know, they're not playing much football.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you, when you don't do it and you don't play, and I don't know if they'll be able to keep their starters in with Fulton City for the whole game, because and if they do, it's going to be 100, you know, just score 100 points. But you know, I think that bodes well for us in the terms of conditioning, and I think that's what it needs to come down to, that we need to be in that ball game in the fourth quarter, and we need to make sure that we're conditioned well enough that we stand a chance to win that ball game.
Want to give a quick shout out to the middle school team. They finished their season, won their last three games, finished 4-4 in the season. Beat Caldwell County for the first time.
Big, and looked good doing it. Yeah, I mean, they played well. So.
Coach Qualls and Jerry Brown done a great job with those guys. Bringing them on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're proud of them, and You know, I mean, it shows that you know, you can't get down. You lose your first four games, and you think that there's no hope, and you just keep plugging, keep working, keep fighting, and then you end up winning the last one. So, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it says a lot for them to keep that together
yeah.
and to keep a positive attitude towards that and winning. And anytime we can beat Caldwell, then we need to beat him because, you know, we like to beat Caldwell.
And we beat him 28-20, but really it was a lot.
The game, 28-6, 155,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, with a few minutes left. And, of course, Caldwell had a kid that got hurt, kind of slowed the game down a great deal. But Coleman Stone has just really come on. He had 11 tackles, and he's just been doing that every week. And then Preston Morganson catching the ball, and Bryson Baker, first year player.
And his first catch was good over yeah, top of somebody.
He's good. He goes and gets it.
But you also have to mention Seth Guest throwing a
football. Threw for 101 yards. And Logan Bailey, another first year player, caught a couple of passes. So, yeah, just really exciting. Of course, I've coached those guys in Little League and watched them, and they've just come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And glad to see them have that success to beat Caldwell and to finish with their last three games in the victory column. And we're looking to get Crittenden County right here, two in a row for the Rockets. So we've got Ballard Memorial coming in for Pink Out on Friday night. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Don't forget to sign up for the Relay for Life, Pink Out Recognition, Cancer Awareness. If you're a survivor, sign up, or if you're, yeah, I guess you can memorialize someone.
Yeah, absolutely,
as well.
Right yeah. there. Yeah, sign up, and we're gonna make sure we announce the name. And once again, it is our Pink Out, which is breast cancer. But you know, we decided this year to do it for Relay for Life to try to assist them, because it's not just breast cancer; it's all cancers that affect lives. And I have to give a shout out to our players and the community and Serena Dickerson and Heather Boone. And, you know, we've sold almost 700 Pink Out shirts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a lot.
That's
a lot in this little community.
Yeah.
So wear your pink. Our kids are wearing their pink today and their Pink Out shirts today. And, you know, it's just something that we feel strong about, that we have a theme for each game, and that we can do this and do our part. It's a small part, but we want to do our small part.
And we appreciate our sponsors this week, Maddox and Grail. You know those guys, M&G.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
former players. Yeah.
And appreciate them sponsoring this week's podcast. All right, Ballard Memorial coming in at 1-5, but they're scary.
They're scary. You ready for air attack?